Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're trying to guide you through your ideal detoxification program for winter 2017. You know, after Super Bowl, you have no more excuses to put the potlatch on and, you know, overindulge.
That's true.
And yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be looking for a way to find rectitude in 2017. This time of year. So the book's appropriate. So actually, you know, well, obviously there's lots of details in the book, but just give us the broad outlines of this. What's it like to undertake the fat flush plan? I mean, is it a, you know, is it a couple of days or is it several weeks or how does that work?
Well, it's a lifestyle. So it becomes part and parcel of what you do every day, 360 days a year. But basically, you know, I think the program can be undertaken in different stages. The three-day tune-up, I think, is very important for people that need a real kickstart. And as you say, it kind of brings into play some of the intermittent fasting principles. So if you need a little liquid detox diet to give your liver and GI tract a vacation, this is a wonderful way to kind of reset your metabolism, because I'll give you a few smoothies and a metabolizing cocktail, which people really enjoy drinking and want to take every single day.
Mm-hmm. So how does that differ from, you know, like a lot of people are into juicing, you know, there's like you watch ads on TV, the infomercials, you know, from the Nutribullet and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, they're juicing, you know, fruit juice, vegetable juice. Is that a good way to detox, or is there something wrong with just sole reliance on that?
Well, that's an interesting aside. I think when the weather is very warm, it's a great way. It's very cooling for the body, which I think is too severe for most people. Mm-hmm. These herbs and spices that I have in the hot metabolizer cocktail can be utilized to kind of rev up metabolism and really make you warmer. I mean, they rev things up to the extent that you're burning more calories, number one, but they're also very thermogenic and allow the system to rest and are very important in terms of helping your body access stored body fat for energy. So they're hot, which is good for this time of the year, number one. They're liquid, so it gives your body a rest. And it's they're very tasty, and it doesn't involve a lot of preparation. I mean, you make a little bit for the rest of the day, and you're done. With a juice, you really should be juicing freshly so that you have all the enzymes. And the other issue that I have is that you need protein. Protein is so important to stabilize body sugar, to stabilize your sugar. So this program gives you a certain amount of easily digestible protein in the form of either pea and rice or whey protein. And I think it's important also to have little snacks throughout the day for the fiber that they provide. So we give you some healthy snacks that contain healthy amounts of prebiotics like jicama, which has become everybody's new fat flushing favorite. Celery,
just explain, which is jicama is a it's a kind of starchy root, right? But it's a prebiotic.
It
helps. I'm sorry.
It's a prebiotic, so it's sweet. It has a sweet, crunchy kind of crunch appeal to it, and it is something that fortifies the gut bacteria. So it feeds the gut bacteria, and it's very satisfying if you need something sweet. I use this in coleslaw all the time because I'm not a big believer that at this time of the year people should be detoxing too heavily with fruit. I think fruit is healthy once you get rid of all your yeast, your fungus, your mold, which is another underlying cause that we deal with, but not as a food for people that are on a therapeutic, nourishing routine. And so this gives you the need for something sweet. It's that prebiotic, very tasty, and very satisfying in terms of blood sugar levels.
Okay. So now, for after the initial 3 days, are there options to stay on it for several weeks? And then, you know, obviously you don't want to return to your initial habits, but is there a structured program for people who, say, want to take...
It's very structured.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm very structured because, you know, I've been working in the field for many, many years. This is a program that has been tried and true. I've had it out in the public arena now for over 25 years. It first came out in a book called Beyond Pritikin, which was written in 1988 after my experience at the Pritikin Center, when I was going much more towards the Atkins style of things. So I kind of know what works, and being a female myself who has always been concerned about those last 10 pounds, you know, I've done my own work in the area, a lot of research and development on myself. Mm-hmm. So after that initial three-day cleanse, and people sometimes lose up to 17 pounds if they have a lot of water retention or water weight because of food sensitivities, then you're much more motivated to continue a program. So you've got your hot water and lemon first thing in the morning. Then you have a skinny smoothie that has the lecithin, that has a little bit of berries in it, maybe a protein powder, a little bit of oil, which is where your coconut MCT oil, mm-hmm. or even high lignin flaxseed oil comes
in. Can you talk
to
us a little bit about MCT oil and why, you know, some people think, oh my goodness, that's just pure calories. Why on earth would I want to add a very pure source of fat to a diet where I'm trying to lose weight? What's the benefit?
Well, it's burned very quickly. It's actually taken up by the system, the medium-chain mm-hmm. triglycerides, and burned exceedingly quickly, and it's been found that people can rev up their metabolism by 50%. It's very healing for the thyroid. Mm-hmm. And so one tablespoon of that, or just a plain old coconut oil, seems to be very satisfying and certainly keeps your blood sugar level for about 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And so a smoothie in the morning or two eggs, because they're high in choline, and of course you've got that lecithin, which is another high source of choline that's in the smoothie. And then you've got your lunch, which is your salad or your stir-fry or your stir-fry with the bone broth that you and I had discussed. And then we make sure that during the day you're satisfied with the proper snacks or even another smoothie if you so desire. And then dinner is, you know, the high-quality protein, maybe another tablespoon of the right kind of fat, lots of healthy seeds from chia, or your flax seeds or your hemp seeds, and then lots of wonderful veggies. So it's a tried and true program, which is helpful for people because not only are you eating properly, but you're also satisfying your need for the right kind of fat so that you're resetting your metabolism, you're helping your hormones, you're helping your appetite, because I've also added a half an avocado, which we find is a trigger for a very important hormone known as adiponectin, which is a satiety hormone. Mm-hmm. So we've got your happy hormones, you know, really buzzing. People are losing weight. We're finding that individuals are also increasing their glutathione with a half an avocado, and it's a great thing to either put in a salad or to put in your smoothie for added smoothiness and kind of a milky texture. So this is basically the program, and that is phase one, where people lose weight and can stay on it for as long as they need to, at least up to a month, quite mm-hmm. frankly.
Up to a month, okay.
Unless they need to lose a great deal of weight, and then mm-hmm. you're on to phase two, which has friendly carbohydrates. We're adding back some of the foods that you haven't eaten before, low fructose mm-hmm. fruits, and so on. I do believe that a lot of individuals don't do well with a lot of grains. So grains have become kind of a second-class citizen mm-hmm. in my book. They can harbor mycotoxins. They feed fungus and mold. And I'm very interested in getting rid of mold, fungus, and yeast as much as I can because it affects the thyroid, thereby dampening metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's very well said. You are a fan of cran water. I was intrigued by that. Cranberry juice maybe not recommended because you know it's often sweetened with sugar, but cran water, what does that do as part of the program?
That's a signature of the program, and I almost forgot that, Dr. Ron. Thank you for reminding me of the wisdom of some of these inserts that I have learned about for many, many years. I first learned about cran water way back in the 70s, and cran water is an excellent way to detoxify the lymph, which can oftentimes become congested and sluggish, and then you've got that awful cellulite that sometimes forms on our hips, waists, and thighs. And so this has a series of organic acids which almost eat up the cellulite just like digestive enzymes do and then digest them like these little fatty globules into very easily movable fatty particles that your body can then eliminate very successfully through the system. It is one of the signature elements of the program, and it's also a mild blood thinner, good for the blood sugar.
But you're not recommending that people go out and buy Ocean Spray cranberry juice and guzzle that by the quart.
No. We give you brand names. No, okay. Sugar-free. Or make your own. I mean, you can buy it now frozen, you know, in most grocery stores, you know, 24. So
it's rather
24/7.
Tart. Sort of. Makes you,
it is. Yeah. It is. It's very. Do that again. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly what it does. But it's great in a smoothie because you've got that tart little flavor and it gives it a kick. And people find that it also acts as an appetite suppressant. Yep. So it's one of my claims to fame. A real winner in terms of fat flushing.
It's a real potent antioxidant. We recently did a whole program on the subject of cranberry with. A researcher who's head of there's actually a cranberry research center at Rutgers University, which is the University of New Jersey.
Wow!
I'm
impressed.
This is Amy Howell, and she just did a maybe you want to look up her works. But the cranberry has an illustrious history, and of course prevents urinary tract infections. It's sort of a bladder protectant. Prevents the bacteria from adhering to the bladder, but it also it's a potent, really potent antioxidant. It suppresses Helicobacter pylori and other harmful bacteria. So it's a really all around good thing.
It is a good thing, and we use it because it targets the lymph, and there's nothing I know of dietarily-wise that targets lymph and can get rid of cellulite the way you do on my program, which is why people call it the anti-cellulite diet. So it has become a real signature element of the program, and you basically know you're a fat flusher when cranberry juice goes on sale and you jump up and down in the aisles and people think there's something seriously wrong because it's such an important aspect of the program.
That's great. CLA, again, that's actually a trans fat, horror of horrors. But CLA may play a role in your detox program. How so?
Well, because we find that it targets tummy fat very successfully, and I have seen, you know, for myself over the years that at least 3,000 milligrams of CLA will make tummy fat go away. So like GLA, and CLA is also important, it's known as a critical fatty acid of the omega-6 family, but of the good omega-6 families, and it's kind of like a good trans fat, so to speak. So I've seen it work wonders with people that couldn't lose weight or their tummy fat in any other way.
Hmm. Good stuff. Okay, now let's get to some of the cleansing supplements, because we alluded to them briefly, things that cleanse the liver. Of course, we mentioned choline. There are certain herbs or nutraceuticals that are part of this program. Do you recommend specific products, or do people just go out and get things on their own?
Well, I created products because we didn't have anything in the early days, and people were getting all kinds of things from health food stores, and nothing was really qualified or quantified. So I created something called the Fat Flush Kit that has one particular supplement that I think is very good for most people on any diet. I call it the weight loss formula, but it really is a liver supporting formula, which has a combination of milk thistle in small amounts. I find that a lot of people detox too quickly with milk thistle. So we've got a proprietary mixture of milk thistle, Oregon grapefruit, which is a wonderful source of berberine, so important in terms of, you know, your blood sugar levels.
Yeah.
And it's an anti-candida supplement.
Right.
We've got a little bit of lipase in there. We've got L-carnitine, some more lecithin, as well as vitamin C. And chromium, because I do love chromium. I think chromium is very important in terms of targeting body fat and metabolizing blood sugar.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps in some cases helps with cravings. So that's a pretty comprehensive list of supplements. Any other supplements that you favor? Fish oil, vitamin D, any of those?
I love vitamin D. I like D3. I like it in an oil form, at least 2,000, maybe to 5,000 IUs a day. I also like GLA, 360 milligrams a day. And a formula that I created myself because, again, I couldn't find anything on the market, but it's called the Bile Builder. And Bile Builder is important, certainly for anybody that doesn't have a gallbladder, because you need missing bile salts as a replacement therapy. And it also contains nutrients like that choline I spoke about, and to the tune of 500 milligrams per two pills per meal. And you've got a little bit of your beetroot, which is an excellent source of betaine, is a bile thinning supplement, inositol, methionine, lipase, and a little bit of collinsonia root, which is also known as stone breaker, to help break up any kind of stones that may be in the gallbladder. So I love something for the gallbladder. And even if you don't have problems with the gallbladder, if you're constipated, you may not be producing enough bile. So Bile Builder will get things flowing quite nicely.
Great. Okay, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? Obviously the book, the new Fat Flush Plan, but you've got a website. There are lots of resources there. Tell us about that.
Well, I'd like everybody, if they're interested in joining our little community, we have a Facebook group which is exceedingly active, and we're doing challenges all the time. It's the Fat Flush Nation, which is on Facebook. I try to frequent it as much as possible to kind of touch base with everybody and see how everybody is doing. And I think support is really important, because particularly for with women, Dr. Ron, you know, women need a little bit of TLC when it comes to support, and they do better when they tend and befriend, and we do that on the Fat Flush Nation.
Yeah, I think that really, you need to sort of align to the communication style of your consumers. And yeah, for men, men like to communicate, but I don't know, mostly men sort of retire into their man cave and, you know, follow whatever plan they espouse.
They so desire, it's true.
Right. But, the program is obviously for both sexes, but I think that there's a dimension to it that's particularly important for women, because you have a lot of insights into estrogen dominance. Can you talk a little bit about that, too, because you allude to it in the book, and that's a unique problem that women have, well, men to some extent, because when men get flabby and sedentary and their testosterone turns to estrogen, they get a little bit estrogenic. They get man boobs, you know, that whole phenomenon sometimes in middle age.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, but for women, yes, what does that entail?
Well, the problem here is that we're getting a lot of false estrogens from the environment, whether it's from the plastics in your drinking bottle or from plastics and pesticides. We've got false estrogens that are also part of a new group of toxins known as obesogens that can create weight loss, weight gain rather, you know, without you doing anything but just being exposed. So many women genetically do not break down estrogen. They don't metabolize it, which is why you need to have certain estrogen-based vitamins, minerals that help to metabolize it. I should say estrogen-metabolizing nutrients.
Right.
Had a late night yesterday. So estrogen-metabolizing nutrients, I flew in at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Estrogen-metabolizing nutrients. And that's where the Bile Builder comes into play. And now I'm going to turn this full circle, because when you and I first met, I think we were introduced through a connection of Carlton Fredericks, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember who it was, whether it was Carlton Fredericks' publicity agent or his wife or somebody. And he was a big believer in giving women certain lipotropic nutrients that I learned about way back when, and I knew that you were also a fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And so I integrated that into the Bile Builder, which helps the body metabolize estrogen. You've got your methionine, your inositol, and your choline, which are estrogen-metabolizing nutrients. So the reality here is that you are being bombarded, whether it's natural estrogen replacement therapy, bioidentical, which everybody is so crazy about, or even synthetic hormones or the hormones in your milk or in your meat. There's an environmental assault, and you have to make your body an invincible fortress with estrogen metabolizing nutrients that break it down no matter where it's coming from. So that's where the Bile Builder comes into play.
Mm-hmm. So I'm on your website now. It's AnnLouise, one word, .com. If you have trouble spelling it, it's A-N-N without an E, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, AnnLouise, one word, .com. And there you can get lots of information about the Fat Flush program. And you're exhorting people to join you on a 7-day Fat Flush challenge, which starts, appropriately enough, February 6th, so this is very timely, right? We want to get people on board.
Yes.
For
Yes, we would. And it's about loving yourself the right way. And of course, we'll pay close attention to the principles of Fat Flush, which really allow you to love your body, which is one of the highest forms of self-care. It's not about selfishness, it's about self-care.
What I like about your approach is, I mean, you integrate some very sophisticated, up-to-date scientific concepts into a program that's news you can use. You know, translates it into a program where you kind of you sweat the details, and people can just follow the program. But you know, your knowledge is very global of all the factors involved. But you kind of use the KISS principle to allow people to follow the program without getting mired in the
in
complexity
the
of everything. Yeah, I mean, people want to know that because that's understanding is motivating. But you give people practical suggestions on how to integrate some of the most important concepts in metabolic reset and weight loss and overall health, because it's not just a program to shed pounds. This is a program to get you on the right path for metabolic optimization and wellness. So great job,
yes,
as usual.
Thank you.
So once again, it's the new Fat Flush Plan, the website, annlouise.com, and there's a Facebook community, correct?
Yes, the Fat Flush Nation.
Okay. And you're staying away from Twitter because there's too many tweets coming out from the White House? Is that what your plan is? I'm just kidding.
Well, that's a whole other topic.
We'll not go there.
Okay, I don't think so. But what I can tell you is that Fat Flush Nation, and it's interesting you should say that, is a very safe place. There's no political talk at all.
Yeah.
And we're just to nourish and to help you help yourself.
You know what's interesting? It's so interesting on Facebook and Twitter, is you can start with the most innocuous thing, and you can end up starting an argument between people on, you know, on Facebook. I mean, it's really strange. You know, it's like you can say, for example, you could say, the government just issued its guidelines and, you know, they're horrible. You know, we know that the government just, you know, issues dietary guidelines for America and they're way behind the times and they still recommend that you have low fat milk and use vegetable oil instead of butter and, you know, all these outmoded ideas, limit your intake of red meat. And by the time you get to the bottom, you know, like 39 comments, and by the time you get to the bottom, it's like, you know, screw the government, you know, it's like, profanity-laced tirades against certain well-known political figures. We won't go there. All right, so that sums it up. Thank you very much for joining us. You're always a great guest. And congratulations on yet another timely book. And we urge people to use your book as a tool to make a commitment this winter season to getting on a detox program that's safe, well-researched, and scientifically plausible. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, a belated Happy New Year to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.